Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice and thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. I need to chill. But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime, or at least I try, and at least a generation later I'm still trying to ease my soul, still trying to ease my soul,
On a fantastic Wednesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTL, the comfort zone, always bringing real artists, and more importantly, real music, back to their waves, man, back from vacation. Had a wonderful time, but it's even more exquisite for the Teddy Bear to be back on the air. And the old adage, great things come to those who wait. 3-year hiatus, incredible singer, exceptional songwriter, my goodness, Dana Cadell, Grammy and Dove nominated, incredible, brand new album, Push. So, on behalf of the Zone, and of course, the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to the Zone the incredible Dana Cadell. Mike, how have you been doing?
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm hanging in there. I'm good.
All right. It's been a minute. Thank you so much for joining us on air, and also congratulations on the new album.
Thank you so much. I know it has. It has been a good long minute. But that's okay. I'm back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I want to talk to you about, a lot of things we want to get into, but one of the key things I want to speak to you about, inspiration, and also having the, I don't use the term gumption, but having the inspiration, but also having that solid foundation of faith that has helped you, propelled you through tough times, and also it was able to assist you in making this new album.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So, I'm sorry. So, it was a two-part question. What was the first part? So, like, holding on to my faith, how did I, was the question?
Yes. How did your faith help you?
I got you. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, that's all I had. That's all I needed. So, you know, it was a really, really rough battle, you know, and it still is. It still is to this day. But, you know, when you step out of it and you stop trying to fix things and you honestly give things to God and just surrender, then, you know, regardless of the pain and the, you know, the torture of it all, you make it through. So that was my only relief, that God is my only way to get through this thing. So I had no choice but to cling to him and keep the faith, really. So, you know, and then to basically do the album, I knew that this was what I've always wanted to do. I mean, you know what I mean? So it was still there. I, you know, thank God we had, you know, some things already in the vault. So it was great. But to revisit it just gave me a whole new insight on things. And that is how the whole Push came about, because during my struggle, during the early stages of it, I was like, I have to push through. And so that's how it kind of all came about. And that's how my faith got me through it.
How therapeutic was it for you to get in the studio and work on the new album?
Very. I mean, it was, you know, there it presented some challenges, like some, you know, in some areas, because in those earlier stages I was on like heavy medication and things, but it worked, because, you know, I can just be sitting in a studio and just be full of joy. I don't even have to be working. So it was very therapeutic to kind of, you know, get back in the swing of things and, you know, maybe take shorter sessions and what have you, but still make it through. So that, it was very hopeful. It gave me hope, you know. And there was a time that I had like a small window of what do you call it? It went into remission for like a short window. And again, that's just God, you know, because when I tell you it came back super, super strong. But I had that window of opportunity, which I was really grateful for.
As I've seen, I know a lot of people have experienced, our faith is constantly tested each and every day, whether it's emotionally, financially, all the above. For you, when your faith was really, truly, truly tested, what made you realize that, I guess the old adage, you know, God always has you, you know, no matter what you're going through, as long as you remain faithful and keep that faith, that he will eventually pull you through.
It's just getting to the brink of, I can't do it anymore, Lord. I need your help. And literally face down on the ground, crying my head off. And I got a call actually that day. I had just, you know, pulled myself up, climbed back in my bed, and I got a call from a friend, Eric Campbell. And I had been searching for alternatives, like alternative medicine, but she had no idea. She just knew what was going on with me. And she gifted me a block of sessions with this doctor, and whom now I am treated by. And, you know, it's quite expensive, and it's alternative medicine. And it was like, that day was just like, you hear me. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, it was incredible. Like, I cried like a baby on the phone with her because of all days, you know. I mean, I was at the brink of just like, I can't do this anymore. So, and you know, he really does hear us, and he really does, but he really just wants us really just to give it to him, let him do it. So I did, and I continue to.
For you, I know at some point it had to get somewhat frustrating, because we love your voice, and I mean, anyone can see that you're exceptionally talented. You're a very talented singer, but an gifted songwriter. Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And at any time, how difficult was it for you when you had so many listeners and fans who adore you and adore your music, where they've been, we want some new music, we want some new music.
Yeah.
They just can run.
I'm sorry. But yeah, it was scary, and it was fresh. It was everything. You know, it was frustrating. It was terrifying, because for the longest, you know, I didn't say anything about any of it, because, you know, I had deals on the line. I had obligations. I didn't know what I could do. I didn't know if, you know, would you drop me once you found out? So it was very frustrating, and, you know, and you don't want to lie, but I felt like I was living a lie. I never lied. I just kind of danced around everything. It's coming. Hang in there. You know, that kind of thing. So, but it was very frustrating, and that led to a lot of stress on my part. And then that's another thing. I just had to let go and just like, you know, it's going to happen when God says it's going to happen. And, you know, I had no intentions of coming out with any of this. You know, I was, because I'm that person, I don't want you to look at me like I'm sick. You know, I'm a fighter. You know, my mama taught me that way. It's like, you know, you do what you got to do. And, but, you know, sometimes you just got to let it out and let it. And it was, that was very, very cathartic. It was very just like, oh my gosh, thank you. This load is off of me. The load that I wasn't supposed to be carrying in the first place. So, you know, it all worked out.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the songs that I truly fell in love with was Overjoyed featuring, my goodness, Mr. Eric Dawkins. How did that collaboration come to pass?
Okay, I'm going to try to make it short. That's one of my favorites. I have to give a shout out to Van Clayton, who is my nephew, and he did his good producing on that record. But anyway, so I was writing the record, and actually I was just at home writing the record, and it was one that I wrote to track. I don't always write to track, but I had the track from Van Clayton, and I was writing it, and then I brought it into the studio, and I just like kind of did dabbing with it, and I was kind of stuck on the second verse, and Eric came in because he was in the B studio. I was in the A studio. He was in the B studio. And, you know, we've written before together and everything. You know, I always wanted to do something with him, like vocally, but we had written together lots of times. And so he comes in. It's very, very late at night. And he's like, "What you working on?" I go, you know, run it past him. He's like, "Oh, cool. Yeah, nice." You know, and I'm like, write the second verse. And he was like, "You write it with me." I said, "Okay." So we write the second verse. And then by now it's super, like in the wee hours of the night, probably morning. And he's like, "Okay, let's do a scratch vocal." And I'm like, "You go do the scratch vocal because I'm tired." So, and he's always just ready. So he gets in the booth. He does the scratch vocal. It's awesome. And I remember I'm driving home and my publicist, who is Phyllis Cadell, I'm just so excited. So I have to call her and I'm like, "Oh my God, you got to hear this song. It's like, so I love this song." I'm like, "Are you awake? Can I come over?" And she was like, yeah, come over. So I come over, I play the song. She was like, "Oh, so it's a duet?" And I was like, no, he just did scratch vocal. And she was like, "No, it's a duet. You're doing a duet." And so I was like, "Oh, okay." So I call Eric. He was like, "Yeah." So, you know, we go back in. I'm like, "Hey, man, don't try to like sing me under the table on this." And he was like, "Bring your A game, lady." So that is Overjoyed.
But you know what?
That's
you
how
both,
it happened.
You both definitely brung your A game. And let's get into it. One of the many fantastically written songs from the new album, Push, of course, from the incredible Dana Goodell with Eric Dawkins, Overjoyed. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Lately I've been thinking things differently, trying to find the road I think is best for me. Over what some folks say they think I'll be, blind to what's inside of what's really me. Stuck in a place where
to get here, can't count how many times
enjoyed from the incredible Dana Goodell, of course, featuring Eric Dawkins from the long-awaited new album, of course, Push, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. You know, I want to talk about family with you, because I know in some instances, family can be helpful, but also be a hindrance sometimes. For you, having such a strong family background and having that support, what has it meant to you overall as far as not just only having that, but also in the process of working on the album, Push?
Well, you know, it has been, I do have a strong family. It has been a really good support. When I became ill, I didn't want to burden anybody. So there were many times like I was like in the midst of anaphylactic shock and I drove myself to the ER like time upon time upon time and just kind of text everyone's like, I'm in the ER, you know, and which is crazy, but I didn't want to be a burden. But then when it became so too much that I couldn't handle, my family was right there. You know, I have four sisters, my mom and my dad. I have a brother. I'm sorry. But that was weird. But they've been very, very helpful with, you know,
right,
the transition. It's such a complex illness that they still can't quite wrap their heads around it. And, you know, some of them and they don't quite get it. So it's kind of frustrating. That's the frustrating part about your family. But, you know, they've always believed in me as, you know, a writer, a singer. They know that I've wanted to do this all my life. My father was in the music business, you know. So for this to finally happen for me, I mean, it's one thing getting placements. I mean, that's great, you know, as a writer and the accolades as a writer. But for me to finally put out a full LP, I mean, they've literally been overjoyed. So, and that support has been just awesome because, you know, you want your family like to love it and to be behind you. And, you know, it's frustrating sometimes because like my mother is like just a complete intellectual. So she, even when my father was in the music business, like she thinks it's just everything, you know, it's just evil. It's a bad place to be. So she so she would try to encourage me to turn another route, but you know, but I couldn't. I mean, since I was 5 years old, this is all I wanted to do. So she finally is like, "All right, okay, yeah, you're doing it." So you know, it takes a few, you know, some time, but you know, it's family. There are ups and downs.
Absolutely.
But more ups and downs.
More ups and downs. That's definitely a beautiful thing. And the feedback on the project, on the album, has been incredible. For you, what has it meant to you to hear so much positive feedback about the album?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm just like, I put a post out the other day, like, I apologize for my random outbursts of joy. But I'm just so, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, I mean,
right,
I've been having those just Jesus moments like, oh, my Lord, I knew it. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, you know, I mean, I put a single here, a single there, you know, trying to fill it out. And then I had this long gap of where is she? So to finally have a body of work that you knew was something special. And then for people to, you know, give you that feedback, it's like I knew it. So it's like I'm in tears all day, every day. I'm so serious because I'm just so elated because I knew it and I just needed them to hear it. And you know, I need like 500,000 more people to hear it and buy it.
absolutely. The moniker that you carry, which I find so wonderful, is inspirational singer. What inspires Dana Goodell? What inspires you?
I mean, you know, first and foremost, I'm always, God, he gives me my inspirations. And, you know, I'm inspired by so much. I mean, I'm a very observant person. I'm a bit of a people watcher. I, you know, I like art, nature. I mean, I know that sounds like, but I do. So, like, I'm inspired by some. I'm inspired by design. Like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I can see, like, a structure sometimes, and I don't know why or how, but that will take me to a song. But it just happens. I don't know. He just made me this way. But I'm always inspired by good music, you know, like, when I'm behind like somebody's music, and it's because I really believe in it. Like I am music. So I think that's one of my biggest inspirations, you know, because even I'll turn around and be inspired by music to do something, you know, creatively outside of music. So I think music is always first, my first inspiration. So yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell.
I can definitely tell that you're inspired by colors and textures, because I must commend you. You are an incredible interior decorator. My goodness. I mean, you're wearing so many different hats.
I know, you know, and it's funny because, you know, they've all been on the hat rack for a while. So I'm slowly but surely getting back into all my different hats. Yeah, it's funny. My father, well, like I said, was in the music business for years, but he was also a contractor. So he calls me Junior because it's weird. It's like I'm him. So that's kind of fun. So I guess he was my first inspiration, I guess you could say. Yeah, because it just kind of, I got what he got, you know?
For you, I know for me, when people call into the show or that I get emails and they're happy and pleased as far as what we bring back to the listening audience, for you, what does it mean to you personally when someone hears a song, God Loves You, and they may be going through a certain situation at that particular moment in time, and they're sending you emails or Twitter, different social media platforms, I'm just saying, you know what, I'm going to thank you because that song meant so much to me because I was going through something at that particular moment in time in life, and it just made me realize that God truly does love me and he's listening to me.
Right. That's why you do what you do. You know, I have some songs that are, you know, a little more intricate and the writing is a little more detailed and things. This is a simple mantra. God loves you. And really, it's the most important message on the album, as far as I'm concerned, because so many people are so unaware, like, and so many people who are in a bad place or doing bad and whatever, they're, you know, they would assume that God doesn't love me, so I'm just going to stay here. You know, God doesn't want anything to do with me. No, no, he loves you. And now I'm not saying, you know, you're going to be in the dirt and wake up clean. But understand, he loves you and he wants something better for you. So when you are down, you hold on to that. And, you know, regardless of the direct message in the song, it really is, it's a message for everyone in every circumstance. Just hold on to that. God loves you. So, you know, you can always come to God. So it means a lot to me. I want people to really get that and understand, like, God loves you. You know, he doesn't turn his back on us. We turn our backs on him. So it feels really good when somebody gets that, or if I can put that out there and somebody receive that. I think that's very important.
One of the things that I've always found so impressive about you, and especially the new album, Push, is that you never have sugarcoated your feelings and your closeness with God. And I think a lot of us, man or woman, we have a tendency to kind of micromanage our emotions. And with you on this new album, you came, I mean, just coffee, hard, black. From a very strong,
I like that.
Yes, from a very strong emotional content, and I can truly appreciate that, and I think that's what separates you from a lot of artists, and I just want to tell you I'm so thoroughly proud of you, and I'm so impressed with this new album, the entire album. You've done a magnificent job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, it's, I so appreciate all of what you just said, because, you know, it's like, you can only be you, you know, and, you know, in the creative process, there were songs done and, you know, because maybe they would go this way or maybe they go that way. But when it all came down to it, I just have to be me, and I'm going to give it to you like I get it from God. So, you know, and, you know, some may roll, some may not, but that's all right. The ones who are supposed to roll with me will. And so I appreciate that, because it really is just, I'm a straight shooter, and that's what it is.
You know, it's funny. I had a conversation with a colleague. I said, you know what? One thing about Dana, I said, it's like sushi. You gotta have the wasabi with it. So that's definitely what we have.
I like that. All right.
Yeah. And you're either going to roll or you're going to get left behind. And speaking of roll, with some exceptional new music from the incredible Dana Goodell, new album, of course, Kush, God Loves You, in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Cadell.com. And to get the latest updates, stop by Dana's official website. That's at DanaCadell.com. Also on Twitter at Twitter.com/DanaCadell. And Facebook, Facebook.com/Dana.Cadell.fanpage. Mike Queen, it has been an honor to have you on the show. It is definitely always a privilege for me to converse with you. You know, this is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. But I must ask another question. Oh, my pleasure. Listeners are going to get on me if I don't ask. At any time, do you see, I can't believe 2016 is just about virtually over. Do you see anywhere in 2017 we are going to have the opportunity to see you at the venue performing the new album, some tracks from the new album?
You know, we don't have anything set yet because, and that's, you know, due to the nature of my illness. I am trying to, we're trying to plan some intimate, like sessions, like where I kind of, you know, walk you through the record. We'll do like a few, you know, acoustic pieces, like, you know, like a whole unplugged kind of vibe, very casual, very let's talk, let's roll into a song kind of thing. And so we're working on that now. So I don't have anything, you know, in stone right now, but trust me, when I do, you will know.
Well, you know, you have my support, and whatever you need, let us know. We
Thank
got you,
you
when you're ready. Oh, my pleasure. Again, family, be sure the album is available right now for you younger listeners, CD, hey, go figure, what is available right now on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and also Spotify. And I want to send out some love to the incredible Miss Phyllis Cadell. I know you're out there listening, young lady. It's all right. We got your sister. We're taking care of her.
You know she is.
Yes, Lord.
Hilarious. Thank you so much. I so appreciate everything always. Thank you. And thank
my
you for
pleasure.
Your support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Much continued success, my love.
Thank you.
Right.
You have a good one.
I do the same. The incredible Dana Cadell in the zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, a beautiful thing. I just got someone hit me up and said, well, again, the official website, that's at Dana Cadell. That's with two D's, two L's, DanaCadell.com. Also, make sure, hey, catch up with her, support her on Twitter. She has a Twitter page. That's at Twitter.com/DanaCadell. And also on Facebook, new album, Push. My goodness, great things come to those who wait, and I'm feeling kind of naturally organic, the only way the teddy bear could be. Let's get back into some more Dana Cadell, of course, with Overjoyed, featuring Eric Dawkins, here in the zone, the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Lately I've been thinking things differently, trying to find the road I think it's best for me. Over what some folks say they think I'll be, blind to what's inside of what's really me. Stuck in a place where I don't wanna be, done with the love played out on movie screens. Hope for the joy that
a double dose of Kim Waters from his fantastic album, Silver Soul, here in the zone, the comfort zone of LOGO Radio. Well, again, once more, send out a very special thank you to the incredible Dana Cadell. Thank you, my love, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family and devoted Zone listeners, the new album, Push, is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And even better than that, why don't you get all the latest updates? Stop by, allow your fingers to do the walking. Stop by Dana's official website. That's at Dana Cadell, two D's, two L's, DanaCadell.com. Also, show your support for great music. Follow her, support her on her Twitter page. That's at Twitter.com/ Dana Cadell. And also on Facebook, Facebook Brethren, yes, Lord. That's at Facebook.com/ Dana.Cadell.fanpage. Lord have mercy. And speaking of quality and talented, Kira Small, new album, 3 a.m. here in the zone, the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Only a
The take you to another atmosphere of substance. Now that meal don't make sense here in the zone of LODO Radio.
New album, new EP, Back to the Funk.
Not Back to the Future, but Back to the Funkster. Lord have mercy. So it's at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, and for those on the West Coast, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, you can catch up with us on Twitter, get all the latest updates and naturally organic information on our Twitter page. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. We're also on Facebook. That's in Facebook at LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but not least, on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Ooh, and how foolish of the teddy bear. Nonstop 24-hour music. You ask for it. We're going to give it to you. While you're at the page, sit back, click on the listen button. We're going to give you what you need because we know what your heart desires. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, let's get into some more music from the icon, the legendary Prince. Somebody, yes, Lord, here in the zone, the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
like a statue in your room. Strong silence, I'd wait to hear your secrets and understand. Don't you talk to me like that? Yeah. Don't you talk to me like that? Yeah. Whoa, whoa. So clearly I see that I have no strategy to let it. Victory.
me like that here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, it's about that time. I know I've been away on vacation. You come back and you leave so soon. No need to fear. The Juggling One will return tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time as we welcome the super talented Alicia Benaviste as we debut her new EP, Back to the Funk. Yeah, Back to the Funk Chair. It's a beautiful thing. 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then again, most importantly again, I want to send out, my goodness, very special thank you one more time to the incredible Grammy and Dove nominated singer, songwriter, inspirational singer, Dana Goodell. Thank you, my love, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, purchase the new album, Push, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by her official website. That's at Dana Goodell. That's with two D's, two L's, love.com. DanaGoodell.com. Also, show your support. Support her. Send a tweet, a friendly tweet, a loving tweet, an inspirational tweet to let her know just how much you appreciate the new album. Her Twitter handle, that's at twitter.com/ Dana Goodell. And also for those who want to join the fan page, yeah, Facebook. That's at facebook.com/ Dana.Goodell.fanpage. It's a lot to say, but the teddy bear, I have what you need. I'm going to give you what you deserve. And speaking of giving you what you deserve, we're going to close down with Grammy Award-winning bassist, yes, Lord, Victor Wooten with Be What You Are. It's always a beautiful thing. Much love to you until tomorrow afternoon. Stay sweet. Much uber love to you as we head back to the galactic love machine, to the spaceway beyond the stars, but always bring substance and love to their waves here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I love you more. Oh.